on Facebook today.
Good afternoon, Sunshine Country. As I've been telling you, going to have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with Congressman Zach Nunn. Congressman Nunn, good afternoon to you.
Well, hey, Aaron, good to talk with you and everybody in Sunshine Country. We got spring break happening for a number of good Iowans coming out here, so we're doing a lot of time showing Iowans the nation's capital. And on top of that, we're trying to get a lot of good legislative work done, too. I've got some bills we've introduced. We're moving our farm priorities forward, and just today we were able to get E15 year-round nationwide waiver approved with EPA, so good for farmers. And good for consumers.
Absolutely. So, Congressman, you celebrate the wins when you got them, don't you?
That's right.
Absolutely. I hope things are going well. It brings a little sanity to D.C. when you have some Iowans there, doesn't it?
Hey, that's exactly right. And it doesn't hurt that my Iowa and Iowa State bracket aren't doing bad either.
Oh, well, there you go.
All extra happy here.
Could I put you on the spot and say, who are you rooting for tonight on this Well, you're rooting for Iowa tonight for sure, right?
I'm rooting for Iowa.
Yeah,
I am finishing late tonight, but I am already going to try to meet up with the opposition, and we're going to watch the game together and see how it goes.
The opposition, I like it. So, well, it is a pleasure to get to visit with you, Congressman Nunn. You are busy. I know you are, but thanks for taking a few minutes and visiting with me. You mentioned a couple of the good deals there. I want you to touch, if you would, Congressman, on what's going on with Iran? I know that you continue to stay in contact with some of our Iowans that have fallen and some of those families. Bring me up to speed on what's going on there.
Well, Aaron, I think this is one of the most important things that we all are watching. Just this past weekend, we buried both Major O'Brien of Waukee and Sergeant Declan Cody of West Des Moines at the Veterans Cemetery. Incredible turnout by Iowans and very moving for these families who have lost a loved one. I also spent some time at Walter Reed with a number of our wounded in action who have come back from Kuwait, as well as talking with the head of the 103rd Expeditionary Sustainment Command for our folks who were there. At the same time, we're also looking at the impact here. Sadly, America has now lost 13 total military men and women during this operation, and we want to make sure that both the Gold Star families are taken care of, as well as the wounded in action as they come home. And so as we look at what epic fury the operation in Iran has wrought, we do know this much is true. This is the culmination of nearly 47 years of Iran being the number one sponsor of global terrorism, and the events of the past 4 weeks have not happened in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. We know this much. Those same groups, whether they be Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthi rebels, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, have killed hundreds of Americans, they've killed tens of thousands of their own citizens, and they continue to pose a direct threat to the United States just in some of the, lone wolf-style attacks that have been incentivized by folks out of Iran. And so from my background on this, I've worked counterintelligence both in the military, at the White House, and the intelligence picture is clear here. Iran was racing to build a massive stockpile of missiles large enough to overwhelm our ability to defend against it, while at the same time trying to create a nuclear breakout. 26-plus days in here, this is the result. Iran's fleet, militarily, has been decimated. 130 Iranian vessels destroyed or damaged. Over 350 missiles and their launchers disabled or destroyed. The Iranian Air Force is effectively wiped out, and we have been able to take down the Iranian missile and drone launchers to roughly 95% decimation. Now, the goal here is not to occupy Iran,
right,
but the goal is to verifiably degrade their ability to produce a nuclear weapon, to stockpile missiles, or to threaten the region, particularly the Strait of Hormuz, where a large portion of the world's oil flows through, so that this doesn't happen again.
So, Congressman, are you satisfied with where we're at? President Trump says that we're close to a deal. They're ready to deal. Some people on the other side say that they're not. You get mixed results from that. Do you feel confident that we'll get a deal and not have, further escalation? I guess that would be the hope for sure. But do you feel that we can get there?
Well, I was with the president last night, and I asked this very question. I said, how do we start moving towards an off-ramp that protects Iowans, also protects our national security? He assured me, the Iranians desperately want a deal. The challenge right now is anyone who's willing to come forward and work with the United States, they're going to be killed by their own people,
right,
specifically the IRGC. And challengingly, the longer the Iranians suppress their own folks and present danger to the world, the folks who are saying no right now are probably going to be killed by Israel or the United States in a strike. So the reality is we've got to be able to find an off-ramp here that prevents exactly what I highlighted as the strategic wins, making sure Iran's not nuclear, doesn't rearm, and doesn't close the Strait of Hormuz, while still allowing the Iranian people, destined for their future, no U.S. boots on the ground. And I'll also highlight here, Aaron, look, the economic impact is hitting every American. We are back to a position where fuel prices are almost as high as they were under the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted that. I don't want to see that happen again. It's one of the reasons we push really hard on, you know, things like E15. This is something we produce in Iowa, but
yeah,
it's also something that is a domestic energy source. We can be a counter to Iran on this. And so I'm glad to see the administration has sent Iran an option to end the conflict. But the Iranians have got to decide here, do they want to continue to fight a fruitless war that puts themselves in more danger? Or do they want to be able to say, hey, there's a pathway here to be successful? This is where the president's been time and time again of offering a peace plan to the Iranians all the way since last summer before the missile strikes.
Mm-hmm.
And Iran has walked away from the table. If it's going to be a, you know, not just brinksmanship here, but if the Iranian regime is on, you know, a terminal path, I think we in the United States have got to be able to prevent them from taking these paths or these actions again, while at the same time removing our forces from harm's way.
Congressman Zach Nunn with me. Congressman Nunn, you touched on it briefly at the outset of our conversation. Some wins with E-15. This is good for Iowans, I think. But what about Farm Bill? Are we going to get that across the line? Have we made progress on the Farm Bill?
We have made really good progress on the Farm Bill. And here's what I'm excited to share. You know, we've got 87,000 family farmers in Iowa who've been calling me on this, who've been offering their best plans and recommendations on this. We were able to move it forward in the Ag Committee. And I've been working on this my entire 3 years in Congress here. I've traveled to all 21 counties. We do our Farm Bill listening session every month. And here's what I've heard. They want to see real success. And we were able to get 21 priorities, more than any other member of Congress, into this year's Farm Bill. And it's passed on a bipartisan level. And I'll highlight some of the wins here. We're expanding rural broadband for communities, not only for things like telehealth, but also precision agriculture and economic development. We're helping the next generation of Iowa farmers by accessing loans out of the USDA so we can keep those 87,000 family farms going for both kids who want to continue it on, but new folks who want to get into this. We're also moving forward with emergency and disaster recovery. We were able to get my legislation in for strengthening flood preparation and water mitigation to improve water quality in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And then another area that we've worked on, and we've heard a lot from Iowans, is cracking down on the puppy mill challenge that we have that's somewhat unique to Iowa. By helping our local law enforcement be better informed, empowering USDA, as well as cracking down on dog racing that is used primarily by, you know, cartels and mafia groups out of Asia as a way to launder money here through the United States. So those are all clear wins for us. I'm excited that this has a pathway to get to the president's desk. I've been working closely with our colleagues in the Senate to make sure that we can have two farm bills that are ready to go and don't have to, you know, have a head-to-head challenge here. We're all on the same team. Let's get something delivered for our farmers. And then one of the things that I continue to push for here is Lee Zeldin at EPA, he's the administrator there, got us a waiver for this year's year-round nationwide E15. I want to see that be permanent. And as we move forward here, that it continues to be my number one fight here. For the 4.5 billion gallons of ethanol mm-hmm. that Iowa produces, the number one in the nation, we got to make sure that's enshrined in law so that guys who are planting today know their harvest is going to be worth something this fall and for falls to come.
Congressman Zach Nunn, Congressman Nunn, we're running out of time here, but I want you to touch on Taiwan. You're headed to Taiwan next month. I think Taiwan's critically important for a lot of reasons. You're talking trade with crops, but I think the chips that they produce in Taiwan, hugely important, and China knows that as well. So tell me about Taiwan.
Aaron, you're absolutely right. Taiwan is America's fourth largest trading partner, and we are leading from the Farm Bill in April to a delegation that I'm personally taking to Taiwan to strengthen our ag relationship. It's a security relationship. And it's really Iowa in the driver's seat here. Specifically to Taiwan, it's our eighth largest ag export market. And so the good thing here is that Iowa ships more than a quarter of a billion in ag goods to Taiwan just last year. That's soybeans, it's corn, it's pork, it's beef. And last February, the president signed a deal that I pushed for to eliminate more than 90% of Taiwan's tariffing of our goods. So this is where the tariffs work. They have brought down barriers that were inhibiting our ability to sell ag. I'm also going to meet with Taiwanese government officials and business leaders to push for a full implementation and expand market access for our Iowa producers. Hmm. And then, Aaron, on the security side, Taiwan produces 92% of the world's most advanced semiconductors, as you noted. These are the chips that are everything from our phones, our cars, our tractors, pieces of equipment that Iowans rely on. And as the author of the U.S.-Taiwan Strategic Defense Technology Partnership that was signed into law in this year's NDAA, I'm also focused on building this out as a relationship for security, both for Iowans and the Taiwanese, to deter China and make sure our best tech is actually kept in a good relationship with our two countries.
Very good. Congressman Zach Nunn, Congressman Nunn, I know you have other appointments to get to and things to do. I appreciate your time very much. I always look forward to the conversation. Thanks for including us, and make it a great day. I really appreciate the conversation, Congressman Nunn.
Back as ever, Aaron. Thanks for all you do, and go Hawkeyes tonight.
Make it a great day. Thanks, Congressman. Congressman Zach Nunn with me this afternoon.